From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 8th, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from NTR Business, what to know about Canada's escalating trade war with the U.S. Toronto, Canada struck back at U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday with tariffs on about $20 billion worth of U.S. goods. In response to the latest round of tariffs on Canada, the outcome could resonate far beyond Canada, showing other governments whether a smaller U.S. ally can withstand Trump's economic pressure. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says U.S. demands could hollow out key Canadian industries and limit the country's independence, while Trump's threats to Canadian sovereignty have rallied the public behind him. Next, second, from NPR News, Russia and North Korea open the first road across their shared border. Relations between Russia and North Korea have been flourishing, with North Korea supplying ammunition and troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine in return for economic and military assistance. Image credit, Dmitry Ignatenko / Government of Primorsky Krai Reg. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Ukraine says at least 2 killed in Russian attack on Kyiv. At least 2 people were killed and 10 others injured in another Russian attack on Kyiv overnight, according to the Interior Ministry, as a 3-day pause in strikes on the Ukrainian capital ordered by President Vladimir Putin came to an end. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, CPIM in Kerala steps up attack on G. Sudhakaran, seeks details of election funds. The bitter political slugfest in Ambalapaja, Kerala, has entered a fresh round, with CPIM Alapaja District Secretariat Member H. Salem launching a sharp attack on G. Sudhakaran, MLA, accusing him of financial irregularities and challenging him to come clean on his assets. Mr. Salem, who contested against Mr. Sudhakaran in the 2026 assembly elections, questioned the MLA over the lakhs of rupees allegedly collected in the latter's and the party's name during the 2021 assembly election. In a social media post on Tuesday, September 8, 2026, Mr. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Top, can in silico's drug help turn back the biological clock? The China Show 9/8/2026. In silico medicine is making waves with its new drug aimed at reversing aging, as reported by Bloomberg on September 8, 2026. The company, known for its innovative approach to drug discovery using artificial intelligence, claims that this drug could potentially turn back the biological clock for humans. Early trials have shown promising results in improving health markers associated with aging. The drug works by targeting specific pathways related to cell regeneration and repair, which are crucial as we age. In silico's researchers believe that by enhancing these processes, they can not only extend lifespan but also improve the quality of life for older adults. While the results are still preliminary, the scientific community is buzzing with interest. Experts are cautiously optimistic, emphasizing the need for more extensive studies to confirm these initial findings. If successful, this could mark a significant breakthrough in the field of gerontology and change how we approach aging altogether. Investors are keeping a close eye on in silico, as the implications of this drug could reshape the healthcare landscape. The potential market for anti-aging therapies is enormous, and companies like in silico are at the forefront of this exciting development. Up next, sixth, from BBC News Top, Canada braces for prolonged trade war as counter-tariffs on U.S. take effect. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on a range of U.S. goods came into effect on Tuesday, with no sign of a trade deal on the horizon. The counter-tariffs will apply to nearly $28 spin, $20 spin, 15 pound spin worth of American products, from steel to furniture to cotton t-shirts, and will be as high as 50%. Fresh fish and lobster were also on the list, but Canada later omitted them after pushback from its seafood industry, a sign of the tricky balance it has to strike as it retaliates against its largest trading partner. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Meloni's pre-election Italian budget is getting a growth boost. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.